that's the case. Anything we actually want to bring to board's attention?
Yes, sir. There's one other thing, and that's confusion surrounding a matter in the circuit clerk's office. This is the second time that this has actually happened. It's actually quite concerning, so I wanted to bring it before the court's attention and see what the court had to say about it. Back December 3rd, when I filed a cover page and opened this matter up here in the circuit court under this cause, under the L21 cause. It's the motion, it's the first motion that we addressed, 59. This matter was initially assigned to Judge Kent Smith, and I have never heard of just a judge, an assignment of judge, randomly changing on a case that was assigned to another judge. I have reached out to your court administrator, and I've reached out to Judge Kent Smith's court administrator for guidance on that, if they had been advised of that happening. Of it changing from the initial assignment, and nobody had any answers for it.
I don't know if he was involved in the assignment case. I don't know what he was assigned to be. I was told the case was assigned to be. I'd be lying if I told you I wanted your case. Just be honest with you, you have a reputation of being difficult to deal with. And if I had had a chance to dodge you, I'd dodge you like you were speeding bullet. I have dodged you, but I don't dodge on the bed. There are lots of cases I deal with. I'm a senior judge, I have the authority to pawn stuff off on my junior judges. I don't do that. Take as I come. If Colonel Scott wants to address anything about what you said, if you have any comments on how I got to do it, I'll hear from Colonel or what you said if you like.
Judge, if it's signed by the computer, we have no, we don't change it. I call the Delta system down in Biloxi on the coast, and Judge Smith never was assigned to that case.
I've got
documentation down there.
Let me ask you, is there a possibility that Mr. Beard was told on the other side of the
case? I'm not denying that. I was not in the room, but I'm not denying that he was not told that. That has never been changed on the system.
If he was told, that has that been an error?
Yes, sir. I believe so.
Your Honor, I've got screenshots from last year where it was clearly changed. It was in the system under Judge Kent Smith, and as of August 12th, it was changed in the system to reflect Your Honor. They're actually attached as exhibits. Not on these, I don't believe, but they are filed in the circuit clerk's office as exhibits. I've got the screenshots on my phone where I've got all of them laid out where it shows clearly on the dates where it was assigned.
I'll look at the uniform you have.
Yes, sir. I'll check it out on the phone, Your Honor. I'll look at it on my phone. I don't see it in there. I just wanted to get this nipped in the bud and just get this figured out so there wasn't any more confusion, Your Honor. Can I pray tonight?
Yes.
You see on the left case, it's still assigned to, this was last year.
That's a different call, bro.
Yes, sir.
This is a different call, bro.
Yes, sir. This has now happened on two separate occasions. It happened on the December 3rd when China Sinervo told me when it was initially assigned that it was done via algorithm and that it was assigned to Judge Smith. She said that it chose it at random out of fairness. I said I wouldn't want the same thing happening.
So everything you show me here is the way to call of L-2316.
Yes.
This is L-21-494.
Right.
So I don't have a screenshot, but it says L-21-494 was ever assigned to Judge Smith. On to L-20-316 is a motion for post-conviction relief.
Right.
The judge to hear a motion for post-conviction relief is the judge that entered the order. I'm not going to say that that would not have been changed because it's a practice, I think, statewide in this district. If I take your plea of guilty or I sentence you after trial and you wish to contest something about that, say I got it wrong, you don't go to some other judge to say I got it wrong. You come to me and say, Judge, you got it wrong. I want you to reconsider this because you got it wrong. And if I agree with you that I got it wrong, I'll change it. If I disagree with you that I got it wrong, then you appeal that decision. So the screenshots you showed me here are L-2394 that the computer would have randomly assigned it to Judge Smith. Because Judge Smith is not the judge on that case. I took your plea initially in that case. If there's an allegation that I made a mistake, then I get the chance to correct that mistake. We're not putting on some other local judge to say, all right, your co-judge, that Judge Smith to be my junior judge, you'd be asking a junior judge to overrule his boss, for lack of a better word. That's not a good situation for you as a defendant to be in when you have asking some other judge to say, you know, Judge Smith, he screwed this up. I don't fix the problem. That's the reason for that.
I understand.
And I don't see anything in 21-494 that ever says that Judge Smith will ever be a judge.
Right, and there was never any screenshots taken on that. This was Friday the 3rd. I was told that it was assigned to Judge Smith, and Monday the 6th, I was then told our assistant.
Your Honor, it's my understanding I was only appointed.
You're only appointed in the Justice Court of Appeal case. You're not, and the matter before on post-conviction, I did deal with that as well anyway while we're here.
Thank you.
In call for 2316 on March 28th, there was a pending motion for leave from judgment order filed an ALK 17295 case, which I think as a petition for post-conviction relief, that issue has been addressed in the popular version of the petition for post-conviction relief, which is filed in civil court. L-2316. I have entered an order back on July 30th, 2020, denying that petition for post-conviction relief. On August 12th, I denied the motion for rehearing on the motion for post-conviction relief. And Don Shannon either filed a day of March 28th, wrote those in the civil case law column, either filed it in the criminal case law column, which I think also was a petition for post-conviction relief. You indicate that those motions are currently appearing before the Supreme Court. I'm not going to move on any motions at this time, or any motion at this time, until the Supreme Court has had an opportunity to move on the issue of whether I got it right or got it wrong on my earlier motion for conviction. All right?
Yes, sir.
Anything else we need to deal with today?
No, Your Honor. That's it. That wraps it up.
Thank you.